Without going into too much detail, I would like to set the record straight on some confusing dates that occur at the beginning of November. All Saints' Day is November 1st. Many scholars believe it originated in Ireland, then spread to England, and then to Europe. It is thought that in the early days of the church, all believers were considered saints. Just as Paul addressed the Philippians in the opening words of his letter, "Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, grace and peace to you." Similar wording is used at the start of letters to the Ephesians and the Colossians. All Saints' Day was especially a day to remember Christian loved ones who had died. But after a few centuries, the church began to shift the idea of saints away from everyone and exclusively onto believers who had done heroic deeds or miracles, martyrs who had sacrificed much, the superheroes of the faith. So that left your average Jane and Joe Christian out of the picture. Over a few more centuries, the need arose to commemorate our everyday Christian loved ones. And so All Saints Day had a spin-off day, All Souls Day, November 2nd, to commemorate all faithful departed. Another spin-off was October 31st, the Eve of All Saints, or the Eve of All the Hallowed, meaning holy, as in hallowed be thy name, which was shortened to All Hallows Eve, and then Halloween. Of course, Halloween also has its origins in the pagan festival of Samhain, but such is the syncretistic history of some of our holidays. So, October 31st, All Hallows Eve, November 1st, All Saints Day, and November 2nd, All Souls Day. Each has something to do with the dead and our remembrance of them. On a related note, Día de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, is a cultural holiday that originated in Mexico. And depending on who you ask, it is celebrated on one, two, or all three of these days. A little confusing. And then finally, to add to the confusion of dating and dates, the 1979 Book of Common Prayer allows us to transfer All Saints' Day to the Sunday after November 1st, like we're doing today, so that we can all celebrate it together with everybody in church. It is the only one All Saints' Day is of the seven principal feast days that we are allowed to transfer to the following Sunday. Why might that be? Well, the other six principal feast days are all focused on the divine, on Christ or the Trinity. There's Christmas, Epiphany, Easter, Ascension Day, Pentecost, and Trinity Sunday. All Saints' Day is the only one entirely focused, though, on us, on people. Perhaps it seemed important enough to the church to make it a transferable feast so that we would be sure to remember to celebrate our divine fellowship with God. We are all called to be like Christ, and All Saints' Day encourages us to do so. As Saint Athanasius noted, God became human so that we might become divine. Now, I give you all this background information in part because our culture, and even our church sometimes, tends to conflate and confuse these three days, to the point that today's readings for the Feast of All Saints, transferred, are more appropriate to an All Souls Day liturgy. In fact, they're often used at funerals and memorial services. But having given you all this info, let me suggest that these three days at the start of November constitute a sort of thin place, if you will, in our church calendar year, when the line between the living and the dead becomes more permeable, at least in our minds and hearts. We remember on these three days, we celebrate, we believe. My mother, after one of her many surgeries when I was growing up, awoke in her hospital room to find Jesus and the 12 apostles gathered around her bed. They all looked at her solemnly, regarding her. A sense of peace washed over my mother as she looked into each of their faces, and then she fell back asleep. With no words spoken, She knew that all would. I had a similar vision at our All Souls Day service in our memorial garden last Tuesday. With rain threatening all afternoon, I started to set out some of the heavy wicker chairs from our choir room, having no idea whether anyone would even show up. Probably 3 or 4 people at most, I thought, trying not to be disappointed. But I set out 7 chairs, trying to remain optimistic. There haven't been many people in the pews lately for various reasons, and we clergy always worry that maybe this time the game is finally up for organized religion or for our particular church, and that's it. But then Carol showed up in the memorial garden, who had lost her father a few years ago. Then Julie Southern came, who had lost her husband. Then Betty Ann Ovren and Doug Reif, who'd lost a brother. John Colwell and Kathy Larson, a father. Pat and Robin Welch, a husband and father. Ron Victor, friends and family. Tony Dick, her sister. Leanne Marcellin, her father. Jean Tuffley, with Gianna. She had lost 2 infant grandchildren. Then a woman I didn't know. And finally me, who'd lost my mother 3 years ago and my father 30 years ago. As these people trickled in before the service, chatting with each other, I felt a wave of grace wash over me. From our various lives and worries and hopes, this little troop of 15 saints gathered together to remember our dead, to bring them back. And like the apostles around my mother's hospital bed, the presence of these holy souls filled me with peace. All shall be well. The church may grow, the church may shrink, but we will continue to gather and bear witness to something eternal. Our love lives on, though momentarily we are separated from our loved ones. God's love is eternal, and one day we will all be united with our divine Creator. All the year round, St. Luke's is a thin place. This half block of Los Gatos is where we come to separate ourselves from the world's chaos, from our own troubles, and commune with the eternal, to pray, to be comforted, to love others, and to renew our faith in God. Saints need recharging, to be reminded that we carry the divine in our soul. The theologian Howard Thurman notes of our communion of saints, "With most of us there is only a spark, whilst with them it is a long flame. But in us as in them alike, the same fire burns." On this All Saints Day, transferred, remember to nurture the divine spark in you. Don't let the world or your cares snuff it out. Remember your holiness. I am reminded of the vision Thomas Merton had, the monk, on a busy street one day when he saw the sparks of everyone around him. This is kind of a long quote. "In Louisville, at the corner of 4th and Walnut, in the center of the shopping district, I was suddenly overwhelmed with the realization that I loved all these people, that they were mine. And I theirs, that we could not be alien to one another, even though we were total strangers. It was like waking from a dream of separateness, of self-isolation. This sense of liberation from an illusory difference was such a relief and such a joy to me that I almost laughed out loud. I have the immense joy of being man, a member of a race in which God himself became incarnate. As if the sorrows and stupidities of the human condition could overwhelm me, now that I realize what we all are. And if only everybody could realize this. But it cannot be explained. There is no way of telling people that they are all walking around shining like the sun. Then it was as if I suddenly saw the secret beauty of their hearts, the depths of their hearts where neither sin nor desire nor self-knowledge can reach, the core of their reality, the person that each is in God's eyes. If only they could all see themselves as they really are. If only we could see each other that way all the time, there would be no more war, no more hatred, no more cruelty, no more greed. Our first reading from the Book of Wisdom describes the coming of God. In the time of our visitation by God, we will shine forth. When that holy city from Revelation, the New Jerusalem, comes down from heaven and the home of God is among us mortals, God will wipe every tear from our eyes, and mourning and crying and pain will be no more. And we will run like sparks through the stubble. So excited will we be at the prospect of return to God. Bright lights, dancing with joy at the culmination, the apotheosis, the return of our souls into the arms of God. Saints, all, souls, one.